This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
to carry on. Too much for their mom. So much to carry on. Too much for their mom. So much to carry on. Too much for their mom.
Good evening, this is Very Noise, BFM's exploration and all things in the extreme side of music. My name is Ali Johan. We started off there with a new one by metal legends Voivod, a track called We Are Connected from their split with At The Gates. What a record that one is. Came out on Record Store Day this year. And it's Voivod's first new recording since their album Target Earth from 2013. And speaking of the split release with At The Gates, I now have the flip side to this double A-side split. At The Gates providing an outtake from their At War With Reality sessions. And I feel like with the strength of At War With Reality, this song continues on where it left off. So for fans of Swedish metal, here's At The Gates with Language Of The Dead. Very Noise, BFM 89.9.
Dead. No piercing the silence. The
From Singapura, you just heard the brutal sounds of death metal meets grindcore quintet Flesh Disgorged. And that comes from the debut album Pulchritudinous Macabre. Yes, I said it right. A speedy 13-track record with the classic low-end guttural vocals that's done really, really well. Check out the album if you're into brutal death metal with gore thrown in for good measure. Flesh Disgorged with Pulchritudinous Macabre. Okay, more tracks coming up. We've got new music from Japan, so keep it here on Very Noise BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, Very Noise. I'm Ali Johan, exploring the more extreme side of music tonight. That was NV with Blue Moonlight. Japanese hardcore heavyweights NV are out with a new album. It's called Atheist Cornea on Temporary Residence Limited, which continues the band's successful working relationship with the American label, and this is their third album with the imprint already. And by the sound of it, New Envy sees them going back to the glory of their old screamo sound, which I totally love. Atheist Cornea maintains Envy's post-rock leanings but injects its energy with louder, faster and more emotional hardcore parts. This to me sounds like a step up from the previous album Recitation, but I'm an old style Envy purist, so I may be biased. Still sticking with Japan, I'm going to take it back to 1985 and play a track by heavy metal band Loudness. Hair metal fans will definitely relate to Loudness, the band with the iconic sun logo. And they were all the rage in this country back in the glam rock, hair rock era, circa late 80s to the early 90s. And Loudness were a pretty successful band, especially with this iconic album, Thunder in the East, which was their first on American label Acto Records, a subsidiary of Warner Music Group at the time. So they had tracks that spent some time in the Billboard charts, peaking at number 75. Imagine that, a band from Japan, in the American charts. So here's Loudness with Heavy Chains on Very Noise, BFM 89.9. We'll be right back. back-to-back old school heavy metal. That was Judas Priest with a classic, that one, Painkiller, from the 12th studio album of the same name, which was the last album of their glory years, I suppose. And that one was the last one that featured Rob Halford on vocals, the man with that voice. He then left the band after a fallout with its members. And surprisingly, Judas Priest are still at it at the moment. They released a new album last year, but you know, whatever. Up next are a new discovery for me, Washington DC, hardcore band that meets thrash metal and out with a strong debut LP, Permanent Exile. This band is called Red Death. They go along with DC's rich hardcore scene, which goes back to the 80s with Discord Records, you know, and heaps of other good things that came after Minor Threat first surfaced. So Red Death continues this tradition of hardcore bands coming out of the city, and they've made a brilliant crossover thrash record with Permanent Exile, ripping guitar solos, breakneck speed, total crossover madness this band. Check them out, Red Death with two tracks, Brutalized and Ruinous Wrath. Very nice, BFM 89.9. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9, Very Noise. That was Power Trip with Manifest Decimation, some thrash metal goodness from Dallas, Texas. Title track of their debut album, Manifest Decimation. I love the hollow and reverby sound of the album overall. It really takes you back to the classic sound of the 80s thrash metal. And whoever said thrash metal was dead, that's some really good quality band right there. But having said that, I think Power Trip's LP is not all throwback. They've got some really punishing hardcore parts to their sound as well. So if you're into 80s thrash and also Cro-Mags, check out Power Trip. Manifest Decimation is the album title. Next on the bill are Austin, Texas's brutal power trio Mammoth Grinder. And this one comes from their record Underworlds. Mammoth Grinder started off with a pronounced hardcore punk influence. They've since evolved their sound and they're on to their second LP. There tends to be moments that will remind you of bands like Possessed and Entombed. But they're really solid. So this track I'm going to play called Wraparound Eyes. Watch out for a groovy breakdown mid-song, which totally shifts the dynamics before they go into a brief yet totally classic guitar solo. So this is Mammoth Grinder with Wraparound Eyes. Very Noise, BFM 89.9. That's another banger, Evil Like a Knife by Cleveland metal trio Midnight. One of my favorites from last year, the album No Mercy for Mayhem. Really brutal, really solid, and I love Midnight. I just love this band. Alright, so for the last track tonight, I've got cult southern rock band Godsnake. They have a new album out, first one in 15 years, called Black Age Blues. And Godsnake sounds refreshed these days. They went back to the Black Sabbath roots. And this is pretty interesting stuff, considering guitarist Greg Anderson started Sun O when Godsnake fizzled out. So he's revived his old band, out with a new album. These were the guys who started the Palm Desert stoner rock scene together with bands like Kiers, you know, fronted by Josh Homme, who's now Queens of the Stone Age and all that. So I'm going to leave you with Godsnake, but before I go, if you've missed any part of the show, check out our podcast at www.bfm.my. I'm Ali Johan, exploring the more extreme side of music. This is Very Noise, Godsnake, Black Age Blues. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.